Hey, Bernie.
Hey, how's the little astronauty hottie?
Okay, I guess. Just being cooped up in this tin can for weeks on end is starting to get to me.
Well, hang in there. You just have a couple more days to go, and then you'll be home.
I know.
I gotta get back to work. I love you.
Love you, too. Hey, Bernie, before you go, can you do something for me?
What do you want me to do?
Okay, here it is. I really miss gravity. Can you drop something so I can watch it fall?
Huey, you're serious? Okay.
Oh, baby, you're killing me.
For you today. It's from your mom.
Oh, thank you, Penny. Hmm? Yeah, wait, here. For your troubles.
Oh boy, a whole dollar. Now I can quit my paper route. So what's in it?
Doesn't matter. Half the time he just ends up playing with the box.
Yeah, it's journals and research papers I wrote as a child.
Oh, how cute. Is this like a diary?
No, that's my potty training journal.
Really? Your potty training journal?
Yeah. And forgive my crude penmanship. I didn't start typing until I was 6.
August 7th, 8:42 a.m. This is humiliating. What was wrong with diapers?
Yeah, there are some charts in the back where I kept track of shape, color, and consistency.
Oh! Disgusting.
No, what's disgusting is he's still keeping track.
Why do you need all of this stuff?
No. Yo, I am glad you asked.
Oh.
Yeah, are you familiar with the Higgs boson?
Of course. It is. It's been in the news, and it's a very famous boson. Yeah.
Nice try. Now, in 1964, Dr. Peter Higgs, accomplished self-promoter and physicist, he wrote a paper postulating the existence of a subatomic particle called the Higgs boson. Now, initially, the paper was rejected, but recently, he was proven right. And now he's on the fast track to win a Nobel Prize.
Yeah, that's basically what I said.
Yeah. The point is, Higgs is being celebrated for work he did 50 years ago. So that got me thinking. Yeah, perhaps I've already hit upon the idea that will win me my Nobel Prize.
I didn't know they gave Nobel Prizes for making boom boom into potty. Yeah.
You really think there's some kind of scientific discovery in here?
Well, this box only covers my work through nursery school. There's a good deal more to come. I didn't really hit my academic stride until I cut out that time suck known as playing outdoors.
So you're gonna spend hours and hours combing through all this stuff?
It's a good point. My time is much too valuable. You know, perhaps I should find someone to do it for me. You know, someone with a rudimentary understanding of science, but whose real talents lie in menial labor.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, well, if I didn't think you could handle it, I wouldn't be asking.
If you want help, just hire a grad student.
Maybe I could do it.
Really? You can assess the quality of my work. Okay, here. I wrote this when I was 5 years old.
A proof that algebraic topology can never have a non-self-contradictory set of abelian groups. I'm just a blonde monkey to you, aren't I?
You said it, not me.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Ms. Jensen, before we begin, may I offer you a refreshment? Water, coffee, tea, a marijuana cigarette?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Now, are you sure? Everyone's smoking them. I think they're the best.
I don't do drugs.
Excellent. Yeah, that was a ruse. They're not the best. Physics is the best. Yeah, and by the way, coffee was also an unacceptable choice. All right, so I see here you're from Des Moines, Iowa. You're summa cum laude in theoretical physics from Stanford University. Oh, and 2 years ago, you had a persistent ear infection. I hope that didn't cause any hearing loss.
No, of course not. How did you know about that?
Well, I did a comprehensive background check. You did medical records, credit reports, criminal history. I trust you paid off those parking tickets.
Yes, I did.
Hearing unimpaired. Good.
Look, Dr. Cooper, I really want this position. It would be an incredible honor to work for a man of your brilliance.
Flattery will not get you this job, Miss Jensen.
It's not flattery if it's the truth.
Oh. Well, thank you. Welcome aboard.
Talked to Howard lately?
Yeah, last night. He kept making me drop pencils for him. I got uncomfortable.
Hey, Sheldon, hope you're hungry. They're serving macaroni and cheese. Smooth.
Hi.
Hello.
Sheldon, aren't you going to introduce us?
No, I have people for that now. You're up.
I'm Alex, Dr. Cooper's new assistant.
Ah, congratulations, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I'm Leonard, this is Raj.
It's nice to meet you. I'm so excited to be working with Dr.
Yeah, please reserve chit-chat for your breaks, Ms. Jensen. Yeah, and FYI, there'll be no breaks.
I should probably get to work.
She seems nice.
Hey, you already got a girlfriend. I call dibs.
All I said was, she seems nice.
Yeah, well, I love her.
Hey, I wasn't expecting to hear from you today. Everything okay?
No, not really.
What's wrong?
Well, remember the Soyuz capsule they were sending to bring us home?
Uh-huh.
It's delayed. We're gonna be here at least another week, maybe 10 days. It's the Russians, so you don't know. They left dogs up here on the 6 days.
Come on, Howard. No one's leaving you up there.
I don't know how much longer I can take this. I can't sleep, and zero gravity is giving me crazy acid reflux. I'm down to my last three tums.
Gonna be fine. You survived that Weight Watchers cruise with your mom. And they ran out of low-fat ice cream on day two. Just calm down and take a few deep breaths.
Okay. What am I doing? I'm using up all the oxygen. If I die, I promise you'll never have sex with another man.
Oh, yeah. I'm a man-eater now.
Okay, for the final touch, this is an eyelash curler. You just place it on your lashes and squeeze it closed.
Oh, I don't know. Looks like something used by Tinkerbell's gynecologist.
Who I hope for her sake is not Captain Hook. So. Who are you calling?
I'm gonna video chat Sheldon. If my new look leads to phone sex, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave the room.
Dr. Cooper's office.
Oh, hello, who are you?
I'm Alex, Dr. Cooper's assistant. Can I help you?
I'd like to speak to Sheldon.
I'm sorry, he's asked me to hold all calls unless you're Stephen Hawking, his mother, or himself from the future.
All right, well, tell him Amy called.
Last name?
He knows my last name. I'm his girlfriend. We have a contract and everything. I'll send you a PDF.
All right, I will tell him you called.
That's weird.
What?
Sheldon told me he had a new assistant named Alex. He didn't mention that Alex was a girl.
Maybe he didn't notice.
You're right. I don't have to worry about Sheldon.
No, you do not.
It's her I have to worry about.
Oh, Amy, really, she is not going to come on to Sheldon.
Oh, really? Look at the space.